However, the Model 3 slipped well behind his promises to start shipping in the beginning of 2018. At present, no cheaper Model 3s will be rolling off the assembly lines in the hundreds of thousands anytime soon. And according to some reports, the lower-priced versions won't reach customers until 2020. That's a problem, because most analysts agree Tesla's survival is pegged to its ability to deliver a $35,000 car in big numbers. Making matters worse, a growing litany of complaints and safety concerns have dogged the company. The much-touted autopilot driver assist system has been implicated in several crashes, a few of them serious and one of them fatal. Earlier this year, Consumer Reports rated the Tesla Model 3 one of the worst braking cars it had ever tested. A software update to the car, which, like Tesla's other models, is available with the autopilot system, apparently helped, but concerns recently rose again when Tesla dropped a standard factory braking test, apparently to boost lagging production rates. The company has claimed it thoroughly tests brakes in other ways. Meanwhile, Tesla's highly regarded top engineer, Doug Field, a former Apple executive considered among the most influential in the valley, left in early July amid the struggle to fix production woes, the latest in a long string of management departures over the past few years. And a former employee has turned whistleblower, alleging Tesla shipped cars with dangerously damaged versions of its potentially highly flammable batteries, drawing a $1 million lawsuit from the company over what it says are false claims. It doesn't help that a federal tax credit that effectively knocked $7,500 off the price of a Tesla is phasing out. Even some of Tesla's customers, whose loyalty is the stuff of legend, 500,000 buyers have plunked down $1,000 deposits on the Tesla 3, sight unseen, maybe getting tired of the delays and bad news. One financial analyst estimates that about a quarter of those advance orders have been canceled. Wall Street is growing increasingly dubious as well. Investors have shorted more than 35 million shares of the company's stock, essentially betting the stock price will dive, saddling it with the distinction of being America's most shorted. The stock price recently spiked 15% in one day on a less grim than expected quarterly earnings report that included the company's prediction it will be profitable by year's end. But that still leaves the stock down $35 from mid-September last year. In March, Moody downgraded Tesla's credit rating, flipping the company's outlook from stable to negative.